Hello, agents, and welcome to the 28th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about an Iron game Ingress. We cover news, rumours, and anything to do with the game where you make triangles. So, for this week's episode, we're talking about the app update that happened, updates for the Shard Skirmish for APAC, as well as bits about Earth Day, a few little issues, and my thoughts on the Ingress forums being deleted and crossover events, and then go through a little feature about unused content in Ingress. So that being said, I'm going to move on first of all into the app update that we've had recently. As expected, the Ingress team released the version 2.139.1 of the app onto the app and play stores. In this, it changes the icon to the fancy gold icon for the Buried Memories Anomaly series. So it seems we'll be changing icons every season / series for Ingress, which is nice. And they noted that they fix an issue causing irregular lag or latency when recharging portals. And I don't think that's deploy delay, as people say, but there is sometimes lag when that happens. I don't know if it's still an issue for people on that, or whether it's entirely fixed. They also updated the model for the Aegis Shield in the portal details. It makes it easier to differentiate from the existing portal shields. That wasn't announced in the update, but it is now in there. So if you haven't updated the app yet, I believe it's now forced. So you will need to update and have the fancy gold icon. Obviously on Android and iOS you can change it so you have a custom icon for the apps if you don't like the gold. I quite like it. I like that we're having different ones for each season. So I'm happy with that. I'm going to keep it as gold on my screen at least. And I'm going to move on now to the Buried Memories details, because we've had updates to the Shard Skirmish and the Naha Playbox, as well as just a reminder about the global op that's happening and where I am with that. The Buried Memories Global Op has now been running for a week as I'm recording this podcast, and it runs until the 6th of May 2024. I'm having quite a good fun in doing it. I'm aiming for Link Badges as well whilst I'm doing that. So for myself, I've got 523 points at the moment for the Buried Memories score. I don't have the badge yet, obviously, because you need 1,000 to get that first of all, but it's Friday for me as I'm recording this, and I'll probably be going out on the weekend and getting lots of links and fields, probably not with other agents unfortunately, just by myself, but that should see me through to the 1,000 points pretty easily on there. Love to know how you're all doing. I'll put it in the Q&A on this podcast on Spotify, and you can let me know your scores on there. That'd be great. And then moving on now to talk about the Shard Skirmish update for APAC, as we have locations for that. As a reminder, Shard Skirmishes are our replacement for Buried Memories for Shard Nights, so it means they can occur whenever, it doesn't have to be in the evening. And we've got the ones for the APAC Shard Skirmishes that are happening on April the 27th. One of these changed due to a conflict with another event, so you may see an outdated list, but this is the correct list at the moment. I'm just going to run through the locations of, and apologies if I pronounce anything incorrectly. Again, I should really study these before I go through these announcements. So we've got Wellington in New Zealand, Gold Coast in Australia, Newcastle in Australia, Hobart in Australia, Asahikawa, Japan, Akita, Japan, Matsue, Japan, Miyazaki, Japan, Goyang in South Korea. This is the one that replaced Gwangju due to an event conflict. Kaohsiung in Taiwan, Iloilo City in the Philippines, Makassar in Indonesia, Denpasar in Indonesia, Yogyakarta in Indonesia, Georgetown in Malaysia, Phuket in Thailand, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Da Nang in Vietnam, Kolkata in India, Bengaluru in India, Mumbai in India, Galle in Sri Lanka, Mal in the Maldives, Almaty in Kazakhstan, and Tashkent in Uzbekistan. So I have gone through in this podcast about Shard Skirmishes previously and what the details are on there. So if you want to go back and listen to the details of Shard Skirmishes, or you can read through the details in the Ingress news post, which I'll link to as well. But they all sound like they were pretty fun, and it helps contribute to your faction's final score. So if you are in or around those areas, or you can get to those areas without spending too much money, then I'd encourage you to go out and enjoy an in-person Ingress event. That'll be lots of fun. And then I'll move on now to talk about the Naha playbot. The first main XM anomaly for May for Buried Memories is happening in Naha on the 18th of May. And the Ingress team updated the intel map, which now shows the playbox for Naha. It's a huge playbox, so there's a high number of portals there. So there'll be a lot of players battling to try and control those portals for the anomaly on the 18th of May. As it's just an audio podcast, I can't show you, but I will provide a link to the intel map, and from there you can then look and see how the area is huge, as I said, and see how you feel about that if you are attending. Link to the Buried Memories anomaly. The Ingress team on April the 17th released on their social media channels the 2024 Agent Biocard template. You can use these Adobe Illustrator files for designing your own biocard and sharing it. Many agents give these out at locations to other people. People will trade biocards with other players and collect them. And the Naha point of contacts have posed on the biocards to show how they could be used in the Ingress post. So if biocards are your thing, you can download the, as I said, Adobe Illustrator files, create your own biocard and get those printed to hand out to agents in person when you go to an event. It's something I didn't know was a thing when I went to the Brighton Echo anomaly, and people were giving me cards with their agent name on, details, things like that. I was trading the back loadout cards and what other character cards I had, because I had loads of them. So they got those in exchange. I might print myself out a Ingress biocard using this template. I don't know what I'd put on it at the moment, but I will have a think and see if I want to get one printed, and then hand those out to people at the next live event I attend. Another event that should be happening now as you're listening to this, because it started on Friday 19th of April 4 p.m. UTC, is the Ingress Earth Day event. So they wrote on their blog on the 15th of April, "Agents, Earth Day is a day to reflect on the importance of our planet and the need to protect it. It is also a day to celebrate the progress that's been made in environmental protection and to renew our commitment to creating a more sustainable future. For Earth Day 2024, starting Friday 19th April 4 p.m. UTC through Tuesday 23rd April 4 p.m. UTC, agents will be able to earn double XM from recycling, the Earth Day 2022 medal bundle, 2500 CMU, will again be available in the Ingress store. Use your creativity and insight heightened, or they say heightened, I think they mean heightened, by XM in investing in our planet. Share your Earth Day initiatives with us publicly during the event period using the hashtags hashtag Ingress, hashtag Earth, Ingress Earth Day. This is a medal that's been in the store before. We didn't have one for 2023, this one from 2 years ago now. So Ingress is doing their Earth Day thing and recycling a medal, I suppose. Don't think the earning double XM from recycling is that great. I'm saying this as a person who generally has 200 or so hypercubes all times, so I don't struggle for XM. It's all on the ground and there. I think they could have done something better. In previous Earth Days, we've had kinetic capsule recipes to turn things into smaller things. I think we had the level 8 ones into level 4, level 1 items even. And I don't know, it feels a bit of an afterthought, like, oh, Pokemon Go and the other Niantic Games have announced their Earth Day event, quick, cobbles them together, here you go, double XM from recycling. So I think this is a bit of a non-event thing to me, because I've already got the medal, but again, happy to hear if others think differently. And I'll move on to our next part. For this section, I just want to talk about something that happened on the 16th of April. The Ingress team acknowledged that they were aware actions for bounties were not counting. So if you had the drone hack portal, you did that, it wouldn't actually count on your bounties tasks, and they did get it pretty quickly resolved in under an hour after they were aware of it. This does, however, raise some questions on why that happened. So in other games there are tasks, daily task systems and monthly task systems even, and in Pokemon Go, another Niantic game, there are special tasks that you get each season and even paid special tasks that give you special rewards. So I'm wondering myself whether this is something building towards that, whether we'll see paid special bounties in future that you have to pay £5 ticket for and this is the start of it, or whether we get them per season, so say a Buried Memories special bounty task to do certain things and certain actions within that time that then move it towards your faction. So similar to the Global Ops, but they're listed in your bounties tasks. As I say, it's a small issue and it was pretty quickly resolved, but I do wonder why it happened myself. Usually when I have like Wayfarer related news to share, I'll say that it's Ingress adjacent. However, I think this update kind of toes the line between Ingress and Wayfarer. So it was shared that people had seen their VPS scanned portals change from fair, which will not activate overclock on a portal, to good, which will activate overclock on a portal in the last 48 hours or so. And these have been some previous scans that have been done as well. Myself, I've seen three of my local ones change that were fair rated have now changed to good. So they should be overclock portals at the next sync time. And obviously the other games could use them to do whatever AR VPS experiences they want to do. The main bit for Ingress agents, of course, is having them being overclockable, if that's a word. And then being able to get loads of items from there at a time. So if you have done scans and is not activated, just check your Ingress app at the next sync. Or if you have an 8th Wall or Lightship account, you can check on the Wayfarer app, which, just as a reminder, it will be depreciated at some point. So check it whilst you can if you do have access to it. Now I want to talk about the Ingress community forums. As you may know, they've now been deleted entirely, because that was the decision of the Ingress team to suggest to agents to use r/ingress on Reddit instead. If you visit the community.ingress.com link now, you get redirected to a Niantic support help page called Connect with Ingress. They list that you can connect with the Ingress team on Telegram and Facebook. They are missing things like Threads, Twitter, Instagram on there. And they note that you can connect with the Ingress agents on comms, Niantic Social, which is obviously now called Campfire, or r/ingress, where they note it's a third-party website not supported by Niantic. And they detail how you can get Ingress support. So I've got a few issues with this that I want to go through. So first of all, they're only listing Ingress and, sorry, they're only listing Facebook and Telegram as their main contact methods to connect with the Ingress team. I don't think anyone reads messages on there. As many agents know, the best way to get some Ingress attention is tweet at Brian Rose and hope to get a response from there. And it mentions that you could obviously connect with the Ingress team on those social media. You can't, you can just follow them and see what they say. But they are missing, as I mentioned, Threads, Twitter /X, if we're calling that now, and Instagram as ones where you can also see those social media updates. So it depends on your preference. In connect with the Ingress agents on comms, you can obviously send a message in comms to chat with people on there. It's not the most reliable, it's not secure either, because everyone can see the message that you've sent within a certain radius. So I don't think that's a great way of connecting with Ingress agents, personally. Then my main two gripes on here are that they said, obviously, you say to go to r/ingress, where they've not yet interacted with the community since the change. And they also note to go to Niantic Social. Now, Niantic Social has been named Campfire for quite a while now. And what I thought this link would do is go to the Ingress Campfire group on Campfire, as they've got an official one there where they have done a Q&A previously. It's probably pretty unmoderated due to all the Pokemon Go spam that I see in there, but it's at least the official group, so you could go there and chat with Ingress agents in an official Ingress Niantic space, if that makes sense. So, as I said, what I thought it would do is link to that. However, it doesn't. It goes to a page that was last updated 776 days ago, where it lists about Niantic Social and communities you can join. And then it also says how to access Niantic Social, which is now incorrect. So it says to look for the chat bubble icon within Ingress, and where that chat bubble icon was is where the bounties icon now is. And also mentions connecting to Niantic Social via Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Harry Potter Wizards Unite closed down in January 2022. And so it shows you how much they update this page. I'd love to them to update it more, and there's a link directly to the Campfire link on there. That would make a lot of sense to me. I raised it on the app, but I've just got back a basic response of yes, we'll look into it and investigate and flag to the correct team. So I'm not much hope for them changing that. I enjoyed using the forums when they were around, even with limited Niantic interaction. So yes, I'm keen to see how they go forward from there and how the player ambassador program that they're going to do evolves from that point. But as I said, pretty disappointed on the pages they're connected to. It is what it is for now. I can only feed it back further and then see if anything changes. Before I get into our features section, I want to go on a bit of a discussion point, I guess, around crossover events in Ingress. So on the Anomaly after party for Control, CTRL, Brian announced that there would be a field art campaign centered around the then newly launched Monsunter now, and the details will be unveiled the following week. It's now, so that was in September. It is now the 19th of April, 2024, and that's not happened yet. We have had the two beacons that got added to the game, which those are quite nice. They're getting some AP, and it's a nice little crossover thing there. But we've not yet had the field art event happen, whether that still will, or whether they'll save it for the first anniversary, perhaps, of Monsunter now, is yet to be seen. But I want to also include in that a discussion about crossover events, as mentioned. For Ingress, there was the crossover event in Pokemon Go when Ingress Prime launched to give Pokemon t-shirts that had the Ingress logo on for Enlightened, the main Ingress app logo, and the Resistance, as well as Pokemon that could be available as Shinies in green and blue for the Faction Colors. But then that was really about it. I don't know whether that got Pokemon Go people playing Ingress Prime, because that was the main goal. But I think we'd probably benefit in Ingress from a few other little crossover events. So things like having the Monsunter Now field art event would be good. And Niantic seemed keen to push Peridot, which is the other wholly owned IP that they have. And Peridot had the Monsunter Now paintball icon added to it when Monsunter Now launched. That was their thing. But I'm surprised we've not had anything in Ingress to push Peridot somehow, whether that be beacons, a special item, an event, so you got extra AP for making certain fields or things like that. But I don't know what more we could do for crossover events in Ingress. I think it'd be good to have some cross-pollination of players. Personally, I play all the Niantic games, so the only one I don't play, as you know, I've just mentioned it, is Peridot. Because it's a bit of a dull cycle for me on there personally. But some people seem to really enjoy that. I enjoy doing Pikmin, where I walk and set flowers off, and that can be planting and busy in the background whilst I play Ingress on my main screen and make fields and links and capture things on there. But I'd say, I'd love to know other people's thoughts for what a crossover event could be, whether that's a crossover event promoting Ingress in another game, or a crossover event in Ingress promoting Monsunter Now, Pikmin Bloom, or whatever the next Niantic title is. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on that. For this week's feature, I want to talk about unused content in Ingress. So this is content that's already in the game, or has been in the game, and is currently not used by the game at all. So I want to focus on the unused items that exist in the game code but aren't currently used in this. There are some things like unused audio and unused medals, but I'm not going to cover those in this part. I've been focusing on the items. So this is all coming from the Ingress fandom wiki. Heard of some of these but not got full details, so I'm using their resources, so thank you for that. I will link to that page and their wiki as well. So the first one up is the extremely rare portal shield. So usually there's six distinct rarities, so very common, common, rare, and very rare. Less common and extremely rare exist in the code but aren't used. However, there is a portal shield that exists in the game with a red colour and the extremely rare rarity on it. So how this came to be is that While it was never intended to be obtained by agents, a player came into possession of the Extreme Rare Porter Shields after requesting a name change from Niantic. Due to an error, their inventory got deleted, and after a few days, Niantic restored the inventory and added the Extremely Rare Portal Shields to it. Doesn't know whether that's an error or whether it was intentional. And at that time, there was the Quantum capsules, the MUFG capsules, when they were previously sponsored. So the agent was able to create more Extremely Rare Portal Shields by putting them in and depositing them around to others. And then there was that change when Niantic limited the reproduction to not include the Extremely Rare, so they couldn't be duplicated anymore. And they never removed the shields from the inventory of agents. They can still be used to this day. There's only a handful of agents who have them, and it's probably the rarest item in the game. So even though I said the things that were in the game, the Extremely Rare Portal Shield exists in the game. It can be used, but it's very, very rare because it looks like it was never intended to be added. So you may see someone that does have one, and they'll have got it from the agents that since duplicated and passed the Extremely Rare Portal Shield around. It'd be a nice thing to come back as maybe like a super long kilometer capsule for the K-Caps. Maybe walk 80 kilometers to get one Extremely Rare Portal Shield from some very rare Portal Shields. But I'd say not something I've had in before my time playing the game. The next one I want to mention is the Neutral Drone Mark II. And that's a variant of the faction-specific Mark II drones that got added to the game at the same time as the others. And it's just, as it says, neutral, so it's not green or blue. It's just plain with bits of purple on there. And you can't be a neutral faction, so you will never have a neutral portal. It might just be something that's got to be added to account for, as I said, with there being neutral portals, things like that, to just fill in a gap there. But it's not something that can be used. The main one I wanted to go through on this was the AR wormhole items. So these got added in version 2.94.1, and they added a lot of 3D models and textures within an AR gameplay folder. These have different variants for each faction. So there's a Sewell that's enlightened, that's green, Softbank Ultralink that's resistance, which is blue. And a multi-hack ENL, which is green, looks like a weird robot dog. A multi-hack res that's a, it reminds me a bit of things in Portal, if I'm honest. But it's not something that's currently used. However, with Ingress pushing things like overclock and AR in the games, and mentioning scanner crates, which seem to have disappeared off, maybe it may be something that comes back in future. But I don't know how people would feel about seeing all the things in AR and how that would be helpful for Ingress. But I did want to mention it on here, as when the Ingress website got updated, they use some of these models in the background, so they don't display on the site on the spinner thing that shows the items, but they are there. If you replace some of the code on the website, you could pull them forward and show them on the site. So they're clearly still thinking about using them. They've got them stored away somewhere. So I don't know whether they'll use them at some point, and I don't know how they'll be used, but I'll link to this page as I mentioned, and then love to hear your thoughts on it whilst I go off and get everything wrapped up. Thank you, agents, for listening to the 28th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast overall, you can rate us on the podcast service of your choice. Things like podcasts on Apple and Spotify have ratings that you can give to podcasts. Some podcast services have ratings you can give to single episodes if you prefer one over the other. And it also helps visibility of the podcast if you do the Q&As and the polls that come up on each episode. We also have a link to take listener messages that I can play in the show. So if there's a particular gripe or complaint or praise you want to give to the Ingress team, then you can do that via the voice messages option on Spotify, which is right down at the bottom of our usual links. And next time will be our final episode of April, and we'll be starting the final throes of the global op and looking towards the shard skirmishes and main XM anomalies on the ground. So hopefully there'll be more to cover on that. So have a great Sunday, agents, and happy hacking.